Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm so glad you're here. If you've been on these podcasts, you know we're in an emphasis called Fresh Start. If you've missed any of this, just swing by the website, sugarhill.church, and just scroll down until you see the Fresh Start logo there. Click that, and you can catch up on the podcast, on the meditations, and on the weekend teachings. That'd be so helpful. As part of our emphasis today, we're going to hang out in John chapter 11. Now, I'm telling you, there's a lot of things we could say about John 11. There's so many great truths here. But as I was reading it today, one of the things that it reminded me of is that there are often times in our life where we find ourselves in a season of waiting, a season of waiting. Now, I think this is encouraging for a lot of people because I don't know anybody that loves waiting. I mean, we get frustrated when we have to wait at a traffic light. We get frustrated if we're in line behind somebody at the grocery store that has more items than they're supposed to have. We get frustrated when there's no clear deadline in our life. Or we get frustrated when somebody doesn't keep their promise. Or we get frustrated when there's a health issue in our life. Most of the time, we get frustrated about waiting while we're waiting. And the reason why I think this chapter is so helpful is because we read about two sisters that get frustrated while waiting on Jesus. And the reason why I think this is going to be helpful for folks is I know people within our church that listen to this that are in a season of waiting. I've got a friend that would love to be married and would love to find the spouse of their dreams to spend the rest of their life with, and yet they're still waiting. I've got another group of friends that would love to conceive their own child. They would love to give birth to their own child, and they're in this season of waiting. I know a couple that they're empty nesters, and they've got a wayward child, and they're in this season where they're praying and they're waiting. I know somebody else that's been looking for just the right job. I mean, just the right job, and they're in a season of waiting. I've got another friend that's got excruciating pain, ongoing pain, and yet they're still in the season of waiting. And so as we read John chapter 11 today, it reminds us that waiting time does not have to be wasted time. So if you haven't done it yet, check out John 11. But in it, we read about Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. In those first three verses, we find out that Lazarus is sick and he ends up dying. And so before he dies, they send word to Jesus and they say, Jesus, the one whom you love is ill. And so they're expecting Jesus to drop everything. They're expecting Jesus to show up. This is Jesus' friend. And yet in John chapter 11, Jesus creates a circumstance of waiting, maybe in some ways so that they could learn, but maybe for us to learn how to handle that. And so let me give you sort of three reminders as you read this chapter today. If you find yourself in a season of waiting, here's reminder number one, keep trusting. Keep trusting. It says in verse 17 that when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already died and he'd been in the tomb for 4 days. This is a big deal. And sort of their culture, this isn't biblical, but in their culture, they thought, man, maybe after 1 day of being in the tomb, he's still there. 2 days, maybe he's still there. 3 days, he's still there. But 4 days in the tomb, they thought his spirit had left. And so when Jesus shows up, it's like, man, there's no hope. They had seen Jesus heal other people before. They'd seen Jesus heal strangers, enemies, even those that were undeserving. But why did he not choose to heal one of his best friends? And so one of the easiest things to get to do in a season of waiting is to get offended with God. And that's why I say this lesson is to keep trusting. Find a way to trust that God knows more than we know. Because the truth is, just because there's a delay doesn't mean there's a denial. Just because something doesn't happen the way that we think it ought to happen doesn't mean that God's not going to do something. Because what we find in Scripture is that God often wants to do something in us before he does something for us. Let me say that again. God often wants to do something in us internally before he does something for us externally. So keep trusting. The second reminder is to keep hoping. To keep hoping. So finally, when Martha hears that Jesus is coming, she goes out to meet him, but Mary remains seated. And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and I am the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? In other words, she's losing hope. In other words, she's frustrated. She's like, what's going to happen? And what's interesting is that Jesus doesn't say, I can do the resurrecting. He says, I am the resurrection. In other words, resurrecting is not something I do, it's something that I am, it's who I am. And so the reminder is to keep trusting, to keep hoping. And this third reminder is this, keep believing, keep believing. She's heartbroken when Jesus shows up. She's angry, but she still believed that God would give Jesus anything that he asked. She said in verse 22, but even now, I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give it to you, even now. Even though I'm disappointed that you didn't come sooner, even though this didn't turn out the way that I thought it would, even though you showed up after he's been in the tomb for 4 days, even now, I know that anything is possible. I want to encourage you. Would you live in that space of even now? That no matter what your discouragement is today, to say, but even now, I know that God can do something in this. No matter how long you've been praying for something and you haven't seen the response to that prayer, even now, I know that God's able. That we'd live in that tension of saying, I may be disappointed, I may be let down, but I believe that God is able to reach into any situation and do something supernatural. And one of the glimpses we have into the humanity of our Lord is the shortest verse in all of Scripture where it says, Jesus wept. Jesus gets what it's like when we find ourselves in a difficult and challenging circumstance. Jesus gets what it's like to be disappointed. But have you ever begun to think about it this way? That it's in this season when God may seem far away, but he's actually closer than you ever thought. What I found and what we find in John chapter 11 is that great disappointments are actually fertile ground for God to do a great miracle. And so I want to encourage you today, keep hoping, keep trusting, keep believing, keep serving, keep living in this place that says, even now, God, I believe you're able. I hope you'll have a great day today, and I'll be praying for you as you live in the season of waiting.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.